If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fans.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not... No, that's not...
Wait. That's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want
this. They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs on the songs with the show, man. Till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better more than. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for French. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Look, the lottery did not go our way last night, but that's okay. We can only use the good mojo for one lottery a week, all right? So that is okay. I will accept the Panthers somehow dropping down to 9 yesterday because they have 2 lotteries? I'm very confused by the NHL lottery. Yeah, I don't understand what's going on there. That's why the Hockey Hornet's going to join us later on this hour.
Do they have one lottery to determine if you're in the top 4 and then another lottery to determine which one of the top 4 is have top
it's 10? Something like that, but I think it's the one. They have the lottery for the number 1 pick and then the rest of the lottery and the way that it falls. So
Toronto got the number 1 pick.
Yeah, they got the number 1 pick, and everybody thought they weren't even going to have a first-round pick. Fishy, one would say.
After a bad general manager press conference?
Right. After a bad general manager press conference, Austin Matthews is ready to vamoose out of there, the flagship franchise of the NHL. Things that make you wonder, Leroy. Things that make you wonder.
So, in other words, what you're saying is the draft lotto can be manipulated.
I'm not saying, hey, if Gary Bettman, and I know Gary Bettman, he's got the ping pong balls out there, like they can't have technology do it.
Former deputy commissioner of the NBA.
Was he really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. They hated him.
They did.
I don't know if he's as hated as he used to be, but that guy got booed like no other in the commissioner power rankings. Right now, I'm going to boo Adam Silver if the Heat fall. The Heat fall to 14 because I was on tankathon.com last night, and it took me... had to be 27 clicks to get the Heat to the number 1 pick. And, like, I would say 25 of them, the Heat didn't even move up. So, blatantly.
Oh, so you just did random picks?
Yeah, you could go to tankathon.com and you could just hit simulate lottery. Simulate, 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 simulate. I did that for 26 straight times. They did not move out of 13. They finally went to number 1.
It only takes once, though.
It only takes one.
Right? Like, to say... like, the chances of something happening, I mean, just watch the Kentucky Derby. That horse was 23-1 or something like that.
He was.
Like, okay. Close out. Okay. He won.
Yeah, that's another thing. Vinny Viola, if all the good things happened to Vinny Viola, like, if he would have won the lottery, too, people would have wondered, like, what's up with this guy?
Right.
What kind of dirt's he got on everybody if he wins the Kentucky Derby, the Stanley Cups, and the draft lottery? That's okay. Look, we're in a better spot. This is a win-now team anyway, and Bill Zito's going to flip that pick. I don't know what he's going to flip it for, but we got action, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about it with the Hockey Hornet coming on up later on this hour. Let's get to our headlines. Brought to you by Doral Hyundai in Miami. We go to the beach for a little Solcito, and when we want a low price, we know you always pay less with your Pricito de Mayo at Doral Hyundai. The Marlins lost yesterday.
I mean, 9-7
to the Baltimore Orioles. Good game for the offense. The Marlins did come back. They did tie at 7-7. But Sandy yesterday, tough outing for him. He went out there. He really just didn't have that put away stuff, especially like third time through the lineup.
He's not making my point.
Orioles, yeah, well, the Orioles jumped on him, to be fair. Like, the Orioles jumped on him. He was getting strikeouts. I had him plus 5.5, and he was stuck on that 5 for, like, 2 innings. This is the second time that's happened with Sandy. I started off yesterday. You know, let me tell you something about Pete Rose. Okay, can I tell you something about Pete Rose?
The gambler?
Yeah, yeah, yes, the late gambler. He was onto something. Betting on baseball is fun. I mean, it really is fun. It's really fun. I think baseball is my favorite sport to bet on. It's just like it can swing so much. Now, I lost my mind with Clayton McCullough stealing money from me. You stole money from me. But
I got to tell you, 2-3 hits for Liam Hicks.
Yeah,
that
dude.
That would have big.
Dude, so yesterday, here was my parlay. I had a four-legger. I had Sandy, 5.5 strikeouts. I had Xavier Edwards, 2 hits. Marlins win, and Joe Mack get on base 1 time. Only one of those hit for me. But I started off on fire. I was like, oh, Xavier Edwards got on base. I'm like, oh, he's definitely going to get another hit. Like Xavier Edwards, he rolls out of bed and gets 2 hits. That's what he does. And like they were kind of in striking distance. They got the run right back. Sandy was on fire, like 3 strikeouts early. And the only one I was worried about was Joe Mack. And wouldn't you know it, Joe Mack was the only guy who covered for me last night. Thankfully, sprinkled a little something else on its own side bet, Liam Hicks home run. And he hit a moonshot yesterday. This guy's incredible. He is incredible. Liam Hicks is out here. And shout out to Steven Strom, too, because he was saying something like one of the Orioles pitchers, like his OPS, his opposing OPS against lefties was like through the roof. He's like, look for Liam Hicks. I'm like, you know what, Steven? I am going to look for Liam Hicks. So I did not hit my monster bet last night, but it was all good because I still made some money last night from Liam Hicks. Now, the Marlins did lose to the Orioles, who, I mean, just got blasted by the Yankees, and they've lost 5 straight. So not awesome, not awesome, especially with a Sandman start. They'll try and bounce back tonight at 6:40. And they got Eury Pérez on the hill for the fish. But I'm telling you something. That Pete Rose, he was onto something. He was onto something.
I mean, just don't bet on your own team.
Think about when he was doing this.
Well, yeah. Well, I do bet on my own team, but it's not my team.
Well, not if you're employed by that
Yeah,
team.
Exactly,
when
dude.
He was doing it, though, they didn't have all the different, like, types of bets.
Oh, man. Could you imagine him?
There was no in-game betting for
right.
Pete. He had a bookie.
There was no, you couldn't bet 2 hits or strikeouts for somebody.
Yep. Yep.
Just wins or losses.
Schmeathen just goes, you have a problem. Perhaps.
Perhaps.
Perhaps. He's not wrong. I didn't like let it ride during the night games last night because Thunder pulled away with the Lakers. That was a little bit like the Kentucky Derby. It was like, yeah, we're going to play around with you a little bit. It's going to be cute. LeBron, you're going to look very respectable. And then Austin Reeves is going to have the worst Lakers game in 35 years. And, man, I got to tell you something about Hillbilly Tyler Hero. Not a great comeback.
No.
Dangibles. Not awesome.
He wants that big contract.
That's not going to help. Shooting 18% is not going to help you for a playoff game.
Hillbilly Tyler Hero or 42-year-old LeBron James?
I think you got to go with LeBron, right?
I mean, that's
how good. Could you, the way he's playing? He's looking, by the way, he was having Joel Anthony flashbacks last night throwing into Ayton.
Oh, they were messing up his passes.
He's like, the dude's got frying pan hands. What are you doing? You're taller than everybody other than Wemby.
Ayton is, I don't understand. Like, you see him on a basketball court, and he looks like a taller Dwight Howard, but he has the athleticism of this cup.
It's crazy.
Right.
It's crazy. So, the Thunder win last night, and then in the early game, the Pistons beat the Cavaliers 111-101. Duncan mother bleeping Robinson.
How many?
Oh, it's not even Duncan. It's Duncan and Max Strus were going at each
They
other.
Were. That, I mean, it was the great intangibles battle of 2026.
It was like Miami Heat, former Miami Heat intangibles going at it. It was crazy.
It's like, you took my playing time. It's like,
funny, because we could use any of that 3-point shooting.
Oh, dude, you're not kidding. Well, you disrespect. This is what you got for slapping Duncan Robinson in the face last year.
And who's the 3-point guy now
for the Heat?
Yeah,
Bam.
I guess yeah. Bam certainly got up the threes.
Kalel's
your most probably reliable other than the Olay twins.
Oh, there's another one, KJ.
KJ. You're talking about Kaspers?
Yeah, Kaspers. Yeah, that's why I
got. He had a little run there for a couple of weeks.
He is a good shooter. It's very impressive. He is a good shooter. I'm excited to see what. You know, unless he's throwing a little sweetener deal, we'll see. You know, right. We'll see. Duncan Robinson also gave James Harden the business yesterday.
Oh, my goodness.
It was awesome. And James Harden is having, I mean, you want to talk about the wrong playoffs to stick your neck out for James Harden? He's abysmal.
Wait.
Seven turnovers to bad. Six buckets.
He was bad. Fourth quarter, he played better.
Damage is done.
I mean, he came back.
The damage is done, Vlad. You can't sit here. He has more turnovers than baskets in the playoffs.
By the way, Duncan Robinson, if I was James Harden, I would have snuffed for Duncan Robinson.
You're not going to do nothing.
I would have, yeah. That
You're
was
not
going
to do nothing to
Duncan,
him.
Duncan bumped into him for no reason.
He's wired different. And a lot of it has to do with the Max Strus taking his job. I'm telling you. This Duncan Robinson is not bubble Duncan Robinson. He's grizzled. He is.
Well, part of the thing is that, like, and I just say this, as an athlete, it feels good to go somewhere and they say, we need you to do this if we're going to be successful.
For sure.
And you just can relax and go out and be you. You know what I mean? Like, so, when I went to Minnesota, I said, what y'all need me to do? You need me to do this, third down, whatever. They go, we need you to be physical. Be you. I'm like, great.
Perfect.
Where do I sign up?
Miami LB says Bernie was the Heat's most reliable three-point shooter. With the nose. Just Damn. Takes his nose off and shoots it. So, anyway, that was your action. The Avalanche beat the Wild yesterday 5-2. They've outscored them, I think they have 14-6 in this series so far.
Right.
I don't think anybody's beating the Avalanche. I don't think anybody's beating the Avalanche. They were
you
the most over.
That good?
They're the most overwhelming team I saw against the Panthers this year.
Right.
And they have lit up the Wild in this series thus far. They already did a goalie change. So we'll see. But that was your action in the NHL last night. Tonight.
Goalie ain't going to save you.
Oh, dude. And then tonight you have in the NBA game two between the Sixers and Knicks. The Sixers, show a little more pride than last game, dude. You got your asses kicked, you know? Embarrassing. And you got Joel Embiid flopping like a fish all over the place. We'll see what happens there. 7 o'clock is your tip-off there. And then the series I like the most, and I'm excited to see tonight, 9:30, Game 2, Timberwolves and Spurs.
Oh, they were ripping NBC, boy.
Why?
For their ridiculous scheduling.
Their scheduling is ridiculous. They're doing the same schedule tonight, though.
No, it's ESPN.
Yeah, but it's the same. It's the same.
Starting games at no.
ESPN
apart.
Is at 7, and then the 9:30 is Minnesota versus San Antonio.
No, so that's going to start at 10.
Well,
that's a Fugazi 9:30.
But everybody's going to get a chance.
Yeah, because the first game is never over.
No. Right, but everybody's going to get a chance to see the second game. There's not going to be a game being played while another game is already started.
Well, either way, excited for that one. Cannot wait. Leroy, can we get a weather update brought to us by Tornado Roofing and Contracting, helping homeowners stay safe this storm season? Visit tornadoroofing.com for a free roof and window estimate.
Why, certainly. Let's see what we got here. A couple of clouds in the sky. Winds moving from left to right, so out of the east at about 5 to 10 miles an hour. It has been extremely warm, but it doesn't feel warm. So I don't know how to... You know, I've been outside, and they say it's been 85, 90 degrees, but it really didn't feel that way, so I don't know what's going on there. I'm going to say it's right around 81, 82 degrees. And I'm always going to look out for a shower this time of year, especially once these clouds get all the way out west.
Didgeridoo's on television.
Hugh Jackman.
Wolverine.
He's a long way from Wolverine.
Yeah.
He's doing show tunes now.
Who?
You can only get that jacked, you know, for one role,
right? Hugh Jackman?
Yeah.
Yeah, Hugh Jackman does musicals now.
I mean, he stopped doing Wolverine. I mean, he was done with it. He died. Wolverine died in the movie.
Too yep. much.
No, they buried him and then had another one with Wolverine.
You can bring any superhero back that you want. Yep. You can bring
They had the another one after he died.
Oh, wait. Yeah, they're part of the... They're part of that world now.
Yeah.
The multiverse.
Listen. Dude...
That was
I love these movies, right? But when a guy dies, don't all of a sudden say, oh, multiverse.
Yeah, you get a do-over.
Dude, that's it. That changed everything. That's why...
But when they brought Superman back...
That wasn't multiverse.
They actually used some chicanery to get him back to life.
James Harden will never win an NBA championship. Fat Bum. We're back up to this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. WQAM's Whiskey Stars and Cigars is coming your way on Friday, ladies and gentlemen, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. It is going to be Friday at 6 o'clock at Tabacone Cigars and Spirits at Plantation Walk, starting at 6 p.m. There'll be some special guests there. Bernie, the Heat Dancers, and Davion Mitchell, Miami Heat point guard, will be in attendance as well. Enjoy a nice Scotch whiskey from Johnny Walker, a smooth cigar from Drew Estate, and the event is free. Just stop by, get all the info now at WQAM.com. We'll tell you, you got to be 21 or older to attend. And we'll see you 6 p.m. Friday at Tabacone Cigars and Spirits at Plantation Walk. Whiskey Stars and Cigars presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Four brands, one location, your local Cadillac, Buick, GMC, and Chevy dealer. So check that on out, ladies and gentlemen. Looking forward to it. The whiskey. Mostly the whiskey.
I know, but if you are a cigar, I'm not messing with. I know what I'm not messing with. Tequila.
Why not? Come on, one time.
I think it's disgusting.
It's not disgusting. I don't want you to say things that aren't true. I don't want you to say things that aren't true.
Listen, Kim, this happens with food. And as a person who cooks and eats, I get insulted when people do this. Right? I'm like, I don't like this. You haven't had it the way I cook it. It ain't gonna make it no damn different. I said, I don't like tequila. I had a bad experience with tequila in college. I left it alone. That's because they had that raggedy stuff when you was in college. Now there's good tequila. I'm like, I was drinking tequila in Tijuana. That's the home of it.
Yeah, but you drank tequila in Tijuana many years ago.
I still remember. To the point
it's different these days, dude. I'm telling you, tequila is a glorious glamour drink now. It's really delicious.
Let me tell you something, Tobin. When a tangible tells you he doesn't mess with a certain drink, he doesn't mess with a certain drink.
But Vlad, it's a different day and age than like back in the day when it was drink the worm down south of the border. It's not the same that it used to be.
But we don't like something, we don't like it. Like it's immediate.
I don't think that's intangible to tangible difference. I don't think the intangibles are like, oh, let me try. I don't think it is. You guys will experience. Have you ever seen me eat lettuce? Boxed in.
Wait.
Eat lettuce and drinking alcohol. What are you doing here?
This is my life with this man.
What are you doing?
Vlad, this is my life with this man.
He doesn't understand.
He says, same thing. Lettuce, I don't like lettuce is the same as I don't like tequila.
It is.
No, it's not.
Also,
no,
what is on your shirt right there? You got like some, what is that? You got like an orange thing? No, on the other nipple. It's,
Hey, yo.
I don't know. What's going on there? Is that like mango?
No.
It looks like dried up mango. Cheese?
First, I'm going to clean it up. So, this morning when I was leaving, usually when I stay home, Mima makes me eggs and bacon.
Delicious.
Make a little eggs and bacon sandwich.
Great.
She made it this morning, and I was leaving. And I'm like, I don't want to like just leave it and not be appreciative. So I made a sandwich and ate it on the way here. So I got a little egg drippings on my shirt.
You definitely have egg drippings, dude.
You got yolked?
Yeah.
You yolked?
Yo. Yeah, that's what it is. So, like, only Tobin. Dude, just think. How many times this man has said samesies to me? How many times? So he just said, me not liking tequila is the same as him not liking lettuce.
No, because people will try that all the time. They're like, why don't you try iceberg lettuce? No.
No.
I don't want.
The only lettuce I like on my burger is the shredded lettuce. That way, the burger.
Shredded lettuce might be the worst of lettuce.
No. If you get that one big piece of lettuce, as soon as you bite your burger or your sandwich, everything squirts through the other side.
Yeah, I don't.
Because there's no grip.
Hey, yo.
Shredded lettuce, sneaky. Sneaks into stuff. You know, like you ever get a pub sub and some lettuce sneaks into there? I'm like, no, thank you. Or you get like a burrito from Chipotle and it's on the desk. And
What are you, the lettuce security guard?
I just don't like
access?
It sneaks right in there like a parasite.
This guy's the lettuce access security.
Schmeathan says that lettuce to Tobin is like garlic to a vampire.
Oh, man.
Blah!
I'm just saying.
Point. I'm telling you, dude. One tequila. Let's have one at the... Let's go one tequila at the whiskey star. We'll make
I
it tequila
did that
star
last
cigar.
Year.
With who?
I got the good stuff. Joe got me a tequila.
And he didn't like
Which
it.
Joe?
No. Huh?
Which Joe?
Joe Rose.
Come on, you see that head?
Yeah, and
no,
also
but I'm just saying he got
drink
me the,
like he could drink three
he got me the
before
good,
he gets buzzed.
The best tequila they had there.
What did he get you? Patron, Casamigos.
That's not the best.
Is it Casamigos?
Casamigos is pretty good.
Casamigos good. Patron.
But I don't know. Absolutely not. Nope. I was like, I and guess what? I didn't even have other drinks because I think the only other thing that would have been worse is if I would have stopped drinking that and went back to drinking whiskey, then I would have really been chasing ghosts.
So look, you have a particular drink you like, just drink it. Mm-hmm. Don't
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Don't
I'm gonna go ahead on to get me a couple of Manhattans.
Manhattans?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Are you right?
With extra cherries, what?
Are you right?
What?
That's that not, ain't manly.
Huh?
That's not manly.
A Manhattan is...
Manhattan is... With what cherries? Are you talking about?
He loves cherries, dude.
I love cherries.
Should have seen how he got
no
looked
drink,
down.
No drink is manly with cherries, bro.
He gets extra cherries.
Oh, my God. You getting extra cherries?
Oh, he's got cherry delight.
Jesus. It's not a fruit. It just, come on, man. It's alcohol. This is not like, you know...
But...
There ain't grape soda
I,
here.
Can I change a little
it ain't
bit?
Cola.
Put it this way. The reason why I like the cherries, because the cherries are the cherries that they put in there have been dipped in whiskey and fermented in whiskey or whatever. So they're not just regular cherries.
It's not like your run of the mill cocktail cherry.
Right.
You know, correct. Those bum ass ones with the red correct. With the red the bright red ones,
no.
He gets like the dark ones that
the
are soaked
that
in.
The dark ones that have been soaked in whiskey. Serious.
You're a running back, Leroy.
Vlad, those things are delicious.
I never expected you. A man that's gone against three linebackers who's trying to end your life. I never expected you to drink a Manhattan with extra cherries.
I'm telling you, the cherries aren't garbage.
Either way, we want to see you on Friday night. Tabacon Cigars and Spirits, Plantation Walk, 6 p.m.
I tell you what could kick the sharpest of rocks.
What's that?
Beer.
All right, let's not say things we can't take back. Okay?
I don't like
the
beer.
The sharpest of rocks?
Sharpest.
Damn,
I do
like
not
beer?
Like beer. No.
What about an ale? Or a cider?
Yeah, I drink a cider.
Right, so don't.
But that's not beer.
It's anything that's sweet.
Yeah.
He's a child. Yeah. He doesn't like to drink like a man. A little hair on your chest.
No. I drink straight whiskey.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. I drink whiskey on ice. Now, neat.
I don't recall ever seeing you drink whiskey on ice.
Really?
Nah, dude. You're always gimmicking it up with some fruit.
No, when I'm at home, I don't know how to make those drinks.
I have never seen you in Casa Horde ever just sit there with like by the fireplace with a giant ice cube.
When you come over my house, I always crack open a new bottle.
No, the one that we had last time smelled like cigarettes.
Oh my goodness.
Terrible.
I wanted to go. Let me tell you something. I don't know what your name is, sir, but what's the name of the liquor place? The
ABC? Big,
no, not
Total
ABC,
Wine.
The other one. Total Wine.
Mm,
I'm going to tell you this, sir.
Total Bum.
I went to you with some requirements of what I wanted my whiskey to taste like. You suggested a whiskey. It's still sitting in my cabinet. If I ever see you at Total Wine, I'm hitting you over the head with that cigarette bottle.
We'll take a
it
break.
Was terrible. I was like, Tobin, got a new bottle. Let's go.
It was awful.
We all standing there going, this sucks.
We had a lottery last night. We'll break it all down with a man who might be drinking tequila right now. The Hockey Hornet joins us next. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Yesterday we had a lottery. The Panthers were slotted to pick 8th. They dropped to 9th. The Toronto Maple Leafs, who... were in disarray the day before because people were throwing garbage at their new GM. They somehow end up with the number one overall pick, even with their pick and flush. We need a hockey expert to talk about this. So we'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com. The Hockey Hornet, a.k.a. David Dwork, joining us there. He is a reporter for the Hockey News and the host of The Hockey Show with Roy Bellamy. He joins us there. Hello, Hockey Hornet.
Buzz, buzz, gentlemen. How's it going?
It's good, buddy. How are you?
I'm good. Other than feeling like I'm in a like a war bunker, I'm good. I had to find a quiet spot at the station to do our interview. I didn't want to do it from the newsroom, so I found this back studio, and I mean, it's quiet.
It is. It is quiet. It sounds soundproof. It looks like you got like an umbrella back there for photo shoots. What is that? Where Will Mansell looks all handsome on set?
Obviously.
Obviously.
Yes. David, I'm like, I haven't been interested in the hockey playoffs. They've been amazing. All the games have been, but just not the same without the Panthers. And I just have, like, I'll see a hockey game on, maybe I'll stop for a minute, but then I go look for something else. Are you the same way? Because it's like your team's not in it.
No. Maybe because I grew up as a Panthers fan and I came into my career as a Panthers follower, and it was at a time where they were just like
never in the playoffs,
making the playoffs what felt like an eternity. Got adapted to really enjoying just what the playoffs have to offer, and I think that's most hockey fans. Like, even if their team is in it or not, like you're really into the playoffs because it's just another level. So no, but I get where you're coming from, because it's your team and they're not there, and it sucks. But the good thing is they're going to be back in short order. And that's the cool thing about the Panthers situation right now is like they had this awful injury filled year, but it's really what it should be anyway, is just a one-off, and they should get right back to contending for the Stanley Cup for the next several years. So the fact that they've got a top 10 first round pick to play around with, whatever they end up doing with it, it's just kind of like a little extra drop in the bucket right now.
So for those who have not been in tune with the hockey lottery, can you take us through what happened with the Panthers? Why did they end up picking ninth? Was there chicanery with the Leafs ending up number one? How did that all go down yesterday?
So the way that the lottery works is they have two different draws, one for the first pick and one for the second pick. All the teams that don't make the playoffs have a chance at moving up, but you can only move up a maximum of 10 spots. So only the worst 11 have a chance to get the first pick. So that's the broad pick. At the Panthers yesterday, first, the Maple Leafs won the first draw for the first pick. So they moved up to number one, but they were already picking fifth. So that didn't impact the Panthers, who were in eighth. The second draw, San Jose Sharks won. Chris Greer's brother, Mike Greer, GM of the San Jose Sharks, he won the second pick. So the Sharks moved up from ninth, which was behind the Panthers, to second, which bumped everybody else back one, which is how the Panthers got bumped from eighth to ninth. I mean, look, it's cool that two different teams won. It's depressingly hilarious that the Canucks not only missed out on the first pick, that they missed out on the first and the second pick. It just feels like that's the most unlucky franchise around right now. But ultimately, you know, for those of us who are kind of entertained by a little bit of chaos, seeing the Leafs go from fifth to first and what that means. And as you mentioned, a day after their new, you know, hockey hierarchy was really trashed, at least their new GM in a press conference up there. It's an interesting kind of ebb and flow situation for the Maple Leafs right now. But I'm here for it. I'm not worried about any other teams coming up. And, you know, the Panthers are going to be what they are, regardless of what anybody else in the league is going to be doing. So in that regard, not really too concerned. But I think just in terms of the Toronto Maple Leafs, who are like one of the meccas of hockey in the situation that they've been in, but getting Gavin McKenna, who they're going to pick. Look, I'm all for it. I just, you know, add a little chaos into your life and, you know, enjoy the show.
I was I've been noticing on hockey Twitter that a lot of the American players who play for Canadian teams all seem to be a little, especially the ones that aren't playing anymore. There's only Canadians are left, but feels like Austin Matthews, he's not sure about his future. Hellebuyck, he's not sure about his future. Brady Tkachuk, sick of the trade rumors. And that, of course, will, you know, lead us to pick up our head like a prairie dog and look over there. Bill Zito's
only
looking
you
at disgruntled people north of the border and think to himself, does anybody want a top 10 pick? Do you think that does Bill Zito have the mechanisms to go big game hunting, or does he use that trade for something a little bit more supplemental to the roster? Or do you think he uses it? What do you think would be the way the Panthers lean with their maneuvers this year?
I'd be surprised if they end up taking the pick, only because this team is in such win now mode that using that and flipping it into something that you can inject into the roster immediately that's going to help your Stanley Cup chances right now makes a lot of sense. you mentioned some name that I think we're going to be tracking at least now between the draft in all, you know, a little less than 2 months. Connor Hellebuyck, you know, obviously the Panther situation with Sergei Bobrovsky, he's an unrestricted free agent. Obviously both sides, it's been well reported that both sides want to get something done and Bob wants to stay in South Florida. So I'd be really surprised if that doesn't happen, but even still, Bob's going to be 38 years old at opening night next season. They've already been limiting his starts over the last few years, trying to keep him around the 50 to 55 range. So to see them try to go out and get the next guy, if you know Connor Hellebuyck is something that they want to consider, I'm all for that. The idea of having that kind of goalie tandem. And look, we've seen Bill Zito in the past. They've had, what, $14 million tied up with their goalies before the Spencer Knight trade. So it's not like this team doesn't know how to invest in their goaltending. And we have all the trust in the world in the goaltending excellence department, who has just found goalie after goalie that has worked out here. But the you talked about guys like Austin Matthews and Brady Tkachuk, two American captains of Canadian teams right now, both of whom are reportedly not happy with their situations. You know, there's talk about them getting pushed out of town by the media and by just what's been going on up there in their respective cities. With Austin Matthews, I'm curious how that changes now that Toronto's getting the top pick, probably bringing in Gavin McKenna, this young Canadian superstar. Perhaps he'll stick around with, as opposed to what's happening with Austin. We'll see how it all plays out. But then you've got Brady Tkachuk, Matthew Tkachuk's little brother up in Ottawa. It's, you know, been kind of clear that it hasn't been all, you know, roses and greenery and all that good stuff up there for him. And, you know, who wouldn't want to come play with your brother on a team that's going to play for the Stanley Cup probably for the next few years? So just to see Florida have this options, to see them have, you know, the potential, like, do I want to take the pick? Do I want to make the trade? In the situation that they're already in, considering how good this roster is, it's just really cool. And probably unfair to the rest of the league, but, you know, who cares?
So with, and I have like a different thought, is that, you know, bringing somebody in, a young player to kind of grow with Sam Mascevich and some of the young players, Lindell, to try to have these guys so that you're always there. Because if you have health, you're competing. It's not a player that you were missing. All you needed was health. So why wouldn't you just go head on and get a young player and kind of keep this thing going? Because if you keep doing it the way, if you keep doing it that way and say, hey, we're trying to win now, win now, win now, eventually it hits a wall. But they have young talent. They have a lot of young talent to mix, a good mix of young players and veterans. So why not just bring another young player in?
Yeah, look, it makes sense. The only thing is with the NHL, it's hard to get a guy that's going to be NHL ready within maybe a year or so of the draft. It's rare. Maybe like a top, you know, one or two type guys that'll go straight to the league. But for the most part in hockey, guys, it's going to take a year or two at least of seasoning. Like for a defenseman, it's going to take longer.
Right.
For a goalie, it's going to take longer. So it's hard. You don't often find like the Aaron Ekblads who can, you know, first overall pick. He's playing in the league a couple of months later. But to your point, they are still going to be expected to be good for the next 2-3 years. So by the time this player would be ready to come into the NHL, it would be a good time for Florida to get some of that youth to come up and inject into the roster. So it certainly makes sense. And if Bill Zito and his guys decide to pull the trigger on one of the guys that's going to be available, you know, around nine, whether like Keaton Verhoff, the defenseman from North Dakota, falls, you know, there's guys like Caleb Malhotra, who's a really good center out of the OHL. There's going to be some very good players available around that pick. And yeah, I'm just curious because I could really see it going either way. I just personally think that based off of what's available, it wouldn't surprise me to see Zito make a move and inject a little bit more into the roster right away. But really, either way, you know, they're okay.
Can I ask you, because, you know, we know the NBA trade machine and having to, like, mess with salaries and whatnot, and obviously, you know, the Heat don't have a ton of guys that people aren't willing to move. People are like, yeah, get everybody out of here. Just revamp. The Panthers, it's a little different. Like, these are guys now that have won championships with you, and it's hard for me to part feelings with making a big move. So use your crystal ball a little bit. If the Panthers were to go big game hunting, I've seen out there it might take a parting with a Lundell. It may take parting with one of the Sams. What would it take to get the Whale this year that would somebody want? Like, could they do this and still keep the Sams around? Does the salary cap work like that? So let's just say it's Brady Tkachuk, for example. What kind of haul is Ottawa expecting? Because we remember when we traded for Tkachuk, it took trading Huberto, who, yes, it worked out awesome for the Panthers, but that guy was a beloved Panther at the time.
It's tough because specifically for Brady Tkachuk, like he's going to have a lot of the power because, you know, he's got the no movement clause. So he can basically say, look, this is where I want to go. And if you want to make something work, you know, go ahead and do what you got to do. In terms of who Florida would give up, it's hard to see. Just looking at how the roster is made up and how guys are utilized throughout, either of the two Sams that you mentioned play very crucial roles. Like down the middle with Barkov, Bennett, and Lundell, like that makes Florida incredibly difficult to defend and you know, to defend against, to deal with on a defensive side, just because they're also good to both ways and they can hit you deep. Thinking about guys that they could potentially, you know, give up in a deal like that, like it's hard to even throw out names for the reason you said, Brandon, because you become so emotionally attached to these guys, but like maybe a Carter Verhaeghe or somebody who plays a little bit more of an interchangeable role on the team. For a guy like Brady Tkachuk, he really would fit in well with the Panthers just because he's very skilled, but he's also very gritty. He's growing into a very more controlled player mm-hmm. than what we've seen in the past. So it could fit, but it's a big question of how much do you want to disrupt what you've got to bring in something like that, whether it's a Brady Tkachuk or a Connor Hellebuck or whatever. Because we've talked ad nauseum about how the chemistry with this team and the locker room with this team is such a big advantage and such a like a big contributing factor to why they've had so much success. So it's really difficult for Bill Zito in that regard, just because you really have to make sure that you're not going to mess with the temperament of the team. But guys that are untouchable are like Barkov, obviously Barkov, Tkachuk. I don't think the Sams would be traded just because, like I said, they play crucial roles. I think Anton Lundell is absolutely untouchable. Unless somebody's offering like a Connor McDavid or, you know, Macklin Celebrini or something, that's not going to happen. Just because they view him so highly, he's still so young. He's just going to be 24, I think, on opening
so
night.
So we're looking
he's
at like got it, all this. We would look at like Verhaeghe, Lostarainen. Like it would have to be even as good as those guys. Like that's probably the level. Like none of the top flight guys. You can't see Bill Zito putting somebody like that on the table for anybody.
Unless it's like top five guys in the league type discussion that like nobody's doing because the Panthers aren't trading their, you know, high end guys. So it's hard to envision that happening. So yeah, I agree with you that it would be one of those. I don't want to say mid tier guys because that's not what they are. It's just in terms of roles on the team. It's what are you willing to remove and what are you not?
Let's bring you here to what I really wanted to get to, which is making fun of the Tampa Bay Lightning. Did you see yesterday Andre Vasilevsky being asked about his coach's comments? Of course, John Pooper, my least favorite. He said that, you know, sometimes you lose on the scoreboard but not the game, which is right up there with his Team Canada loss. And this was his star goalie responding to that when asked by the media.
Pooper said after the game Sunday that the hockey gods have been in his corner a lot of times, and it just wasn't in that game. And could you that based on, I don't know if you've looked at the replays of the two goals that went in, they were just kind of crazy bounces. Is that just kind of how it goes sometimes?
I feel like that's our excuse the last like few years, like hockey gods, bad bounces. Yeah, like bad bounce for sure. But I mean, that's at the end of the day, like, you know, it's just. It's like a broken record over and over and again. So, I know, we have to man up here.
Wow!
Hey, I got to tell you.
When I saw that the first time, as soon as I saw that eye roll, before he even answered his question, when they're talking, he's like, oh, like you knew something good was coming. I love Vassy. I think he's great. But I also love John Cooper.
While they were reading the quote, he started rolling his eyes. Right? So you knew. But here's the deal. Like, the skin that management has in the game, where you could just shrug your shoulders and move on, is a lot different than the player. It hurts. Nobody cares about a damn bad bounce. It only matters if you win or lose. And you could, you know, maybe BS yourself once or twice, but it's like, he said, I'm tired of hearing this. I'm tired of hearing bad bounces and this and that and whatever, right? It almost seems like the organization has a built-in cop-out or a built-in excuse to lose without understanding, like, These players don't want to lose. These players are tired of it. They want to turn it around and would rather not have management talking about, them's the breaks, right? Yeah. Like, you don't want to hear management saying that.
And I get his frustration, too, because, I mean, you know, you're the goalie on a team that during the regular season scored 3.5 goals a game, and then they went out in the playoffs. They scored one goal in Game 7, one goal in Game 6, two goals in Game 5. Like, that's not easy. And when you're Vasilevsky, when you're out there, and he played so good in that series, he made some ridiculous saves. And to have you lose basically your whole season on a couple bad bounces, because your team couldn't figure out how to keep scoring.
Right.
So, yeah, I could get his frustration. That's not the hockey gods. That's just a team figuring out how to shut you down. And when you're a goalie, what can you do about that?
Right.
Wait a minute. You like John Cooper? Why?
He's a great coach. He's a good guy.
He's a coach. He's a good guy. He's a good guy. The goon hirer.
I don't like him, man. I wish him no success.
I just think that sometimes with our explanations of sports, we try to get too cute. And management got cute with an explanation, and I could just look by the player that, like, yo, man, like, he probably wanted to say, I wish management would just shut the hell up, right? That's all, because he's getting hot. He's getting hot.
And his hat moved. His eyes moved so high. Like, he was not ready for that.
Uh-oh.
He did not want to do it.
Go follow David Dwork this offseason. The Hockey News is where you guys can read his work. You also can check him out on The Hockey Show with Roy Bellamy. They're doing a fantastic job covering the playoffs and I'm sure all the offseason activity for the Panthers. We appreciate you, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
Good to see you, boys. Take care.
All righty. We'll take a break here on the program, get you caught up with your headlines. We're back after this.